Well, if there were other people coming in, all that, you know, three from the other car that one girl saw, and then one on the roof. See, they may have been told that this is, they're going to do this, and then they'll get away somehow. Like, they're going to get some money and maybe go some other country or something.
Right, and that was their plan. I think in the video it was their plan.
Oh, they made, but they weren't the ones that made that video 2 years earlier, were they?
Yeah.
I thought that was a different group of people.
No, it's them.
Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold?
Yeah, they had plenty of videos. Oh, definitely.
More than one of them?
Oh, yeah, because that's why I wanted you to call Sherry Krumer, because she could tell you each in detail more than anything.
So these guys had made several videos of a possible shooting at the school.
Right. It was a role-play type thing, huh?
A role-playing thing.
Uh-huh.
And in that scenario, were they committing suicide at the end?
They didn't show that in the role play, but more of like getting away, killing everybody in the neighborhood, blowing up New York, you know, just different things like that.
But they were always getting away, right? They weren't committing suicide at the end, were they?
No, absolutely not. Not in the role playing.
Well, you see, what this could mean, though, is they were fooled. Like, if you look at Tim McVeigh with the Oklahoma City bombing and Lee Harvey Oswald, a lot of these people, and it seemed, same with the 19 Arabs that were blamed for 9/11, a lot of them didn't seem to realize what was actually happening.
Right.
They were only told a portion of the story, and then they're, and in reality, they're being used.
Yep, that's right.
And so maybe these guys were being told, here's what we're going to do, and then you're going to leave. But then the question would be, who are they working with? Who were those other three students?
Mm-hmm.
And who, this would be the interesting connection that could open the case up, you see.
Exactly. And that's why they won't release the records at Columbine, because it's too much.
Well, which records are they keeping?
All of it. They don't want to release any of it. Not anything.
Nothing about the case itself, or...
Well, that's right. The tapes itself, they won't release, so the public can't see
it. You mean the video? You mean the security camera tapes?
No, the tapes that they did the role-playing and all.
Oh, the role-playing tapes.
Yeah.
So they've all been confiscated? Did you ever see them, or your son?
I only seen very little, and I don't think it was all of it. I never felt like it was all of it, no.
Where did you see it?
At the sheriff's office. I showed them in the basement.
They let you watch, what, one of them or more?
They were quite long, so I got agitated and couldn't sit there and watch hours and hours.
But what did you actually see? Could you describe it? Since nobody else has ever seen these.
Really?
What were they? Yeah, no one's ever seen them.
No, you haven't.
What were they? I mean, when you sit down...
basically, they were angry, you know, angry at everything. And they were talking about the different kids that they hated.
Now, this is being filmed at the school, or is this out of school?
Oh, no, in their house, honey.
Oh, it's in their house. So they're filming themselves in their house. Are they filming themselves talking or what?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're talking, and they're basically complaining about people?
Uh-huh.
And they're talking about how they were going to kill them?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do they go into, like, details?
Well, they F this one and F that one and do away with that one because this one does this, and this one's a bad one, and we'll get rid of that one.
And they do they actually have a plan, like, we're going to go into the school, we're going to go into the library, we're going to shoot these people? Is it that detailed?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they talk about what they want to do to different ones.
Different
they talk
students.
About the different students, how they hate their guts.
And they're naming them by name even, huh?
Yeah. Now, I want you to picture this. These kids weren't that way before they went on the drug.
So the drug is making them psychotic and angry and irritable.
Uh-huh.
And so these videos that you saw, it's like they put a camera just on themselves.
Uh-huh.
It's not like a production where they're walking through the school simulating shots.
Uh-huh.
So they're more. It's more like they're turning the camera on themselves as they talk and express all their anger, right?
Uh-huh. And then they went up to the mountains and they start shooting things.
Is this like, in the video also?
Uh-huh.
So they're filming themselves as they're, just shooting at rocks and trees and things?
Everything. Kids, rocks, trees, whatever. Just pretending. They even took a doll and blew it in half. You know, a plastic one.
You saw that also on the video?
Uh-huh. And also see it in the newspaper. That is one thing they put in the newspaper. I got a newspaper clipping if you want to see it.
Oh, I see. Okay, so...
And there's so much more.